Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece of content about shady tourism practices in Prague, specifically focusing on those pesky red umbrella ticket sellers. Let's dive in.
I'm all ears. It sounds intriguing. So, what's the core issue with these red umbrella folks?
Well, for years they've been selling overpriced tour tickets, often misrepresenting themselves as charity workers. They operate in Old Town Square, a prime tourist spot, and basically hawk bus tours, boat rides, you name it.
So a bit of a bait and switch, claiming to be charity to skirt regulations? That's sneaky.
Exactly. They're not upfront about what they're selling. They wear tags suggesting they're charity volunteers, but they're really just pushing these tours. The problem is, it's against city ordinances to sell tickets like that. They're supposed to have a designated space, pay rent, etc.
I see. And what about the quality of these tours? Are they even worth the inflated prices?
Not really. They're often misleading. They'll tell you the castle is miles away and only reachable by their bus, when in reality, it's a short walk. Or they'll sell boat tour tickets when the river's too high for boats to operate. It's all about making a quick buck.
Wow. So not only are they operating illegally, but they're providing a subpar service. Talk about adding insult to injury. It's particularly frustrating that they exploit the guise of charity. Surely that damages the reputation of genuine charities.
Absolutely. It creates distrust. Plus, it undercuts legitimate tour operators who are following the rules and paying their dues. And let's not forget the traffic chaos these oversized buses create. They blatantly disregard traffic signs prohibiting vehicles of a certain width. It's ridiculous.
It sounds like the city finally took action. Did they create new legislation to tackle this?
They did, but it took 4 years after this issue was highlighted in a video. A new city ordinance now specifically prohibits selling merchandise and tickets under the pretense of charity. There's even a new city-run hop-on-hop-off tram, which is a fantastic, affordable alternative.
A city-run tram? That's a smart move, a direct countermeasure. So what's the current status? Are the red umbrellas gone for good?
Well, the red umbrellas themselves have disappeared, but the sellers are still lurking. They've shifted their tactics, now luring people into a small office to buy tickets. There's even footage of one of them confronting a journalist about the situation, which didn't seem very pleasant. It seems they're trying to find loopholes to continue operating.
Persistent, aren't they? So, the fight continues. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out.
It is. The content creator behind the video, Honest Guide, is committed to keeping an eye on the situation, and so are we. It's important to hold these folks accountable. We'll have to wait and see if this new law can finally put a stop to these shady practices. And on that note, thanks for tuning in, folks. We'll keep you updated on this ongoing saga. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.